In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Sunday was a wonderful occasion. The church packed full and 12 people committing themselves to a new stage in their Christian pilgrimage, stepping out as full adult members of the church. There was a lot about the Holy Spirit in the service. Each time the bishop prayed, "Confirm, O Lord, your servant, Linda, Eric, Olivia, and so on, with your Holy Spirit." And he prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable them to put into practice the commitment that they had made that day, for the gifts of wisdom and understanding, counsel and inward strength, knowledge and true godliness. Now, setting out on this new journey means that you leave something behind. This is the crux of our Old Testament and Gospel readings today. We hear about people who have heard the call, "Follow me." Elisha, we are told, was in the middle of ploughing a field when the call came. He slaughtered the oxen and cooked them on a fire made from the wood of the plough. He had burnt his boats, we might say. There was no turning back. But that, however, was the problem for the young men that Jesus met. When he called in Luke chapter 9, verse 59, they replied, "I will follow you, but not yet. I must go back." And Jesus said, "No one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Looking back is always a temptation on our Christian journey. In the life of a congregation, when people are always saying, "This is what we always used to do, Vicar," then danger signs start flashing. When people look back to how they used to be and put their trust not in God, but in a lottery ticket, in their own strength or cleverness, then there's often trouble ahead. That was the problem in Galatia. The people there had come to know Christ and had made a commitment to him. But after a while, they began looking back. Could they really put their trust in God's promise of freedom? Or should they be looking out for number one, as we say, putting their own interests first? But that, says St. Paul, is the way that leads to death. It is unsustainable. Today, for instance, we rely heavily on the concepts of rights and the principles of democracy in our relations with one another. And in themselves, they are good. There is no doubt about it. But what happens if your rights conflict with my rights? What happens if 49% are left dissatisfied after a democratic vote? Or as I heard someone in banking say the other day, regulations tell us what we can get away with. In Paul's terms, these are examples of the law, or the flesh speaking, not the spirit. And that is obvious because they often lead to lawsuits between your rights and my rights, to dissensions and factions, to use the words of Galatians chapter 5, and to strife, envy, jealousy. Notice that everything in that list in verses 19 to 21 is about me, what I want, putting my pleasure, convenience, preferences above everybody else's. But that will not solve everything. In fact, it often makes things worse. And jealousy, anger, quarrels are the result. Last Sunday, the bishop reminded us that we are all saved in a crowd. That is why there is something deeply uncomfortable about the notion of Jesus as my personal saviour, or about some modern worship songs that tell God how I feel, whereas rather than singing about ourselves, we should be joining in the worship of the angels, singing holy, holy, holy to the Lord. When we look at the fruit of the Spirit, on the other hand, in verses 22 and 23 of Galatians 5, we notice that they are about relationships, being kind, patient, generous to myself does not make a lot of sense. The fruits of the Spirit are not about looking backwards and inwards to me, but forwards, outwards to others. If a community, be it a congregation or a family or a nation, focuses on these, then it will be free of the works of the flesh that destroy relationships. In short, they will be saved. When we hear that call, follow me, and we set out on the next stage of our journey towards the kingdom of God, we need to remember that we walk that road with others. It is a call to build relationships characterized by the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is a call then to be part of a community that is guided by the Spirit, together on a journey that will fit us for the kingdom of God. Amen.